Good morning, everybody. This is Kevin Cahill and Farmer Hughes, and we're at the beautiful studios of Pittsfield's Community Radio, WTBR 89.7 FM on your radio dial and 88.1 SBR, WSBR in Lee. Good morning, Farmer.
Good morning, Kevin. How was your very frigid week?
It was frigid. It was quite cold.
Oh, God. Wednesday, I think we topped out at a minus 15. I'm glad we didn't have any wind.
Oh, God.
It was cold enough.
Friday it warmed up.
Yes.
A little bit, yeah.
Yeah, Thursday it jumped into the mid-20s, but hey, nothing like freaking Wednesday.
No.
My bones were frozen.
I had a chilly train ride down to Boston on Friday, Thursday night, actually. So I appreciate what people have to do in the cold weather, because I didn't have to do anything. So we have a great show planned for you today, I think, and we're going to be hearing from Wervin Lingo, Sharon Shannon, Michael McGoldrick, and Daniel O'Donnell. How about you, Farmer?
Well, I got a new song from the Cranberries we haven't heard in quite a long time, so we're going to play that one. We're going to listen to some Rum Jacks and some Saw Doctors.
Excellent. And we'll have a little bit of Irish history and a little bit of today in the Irish Parliament, which apparently was in chaos for one reason or another. But here we go with Mervyn Lingo. Thank you. That was rather an abrupt ending on that, Farmer.
Yeah, I mean, I thought it had a couple more notes to play.
A couple measures there. Who knew Sean Arrieta was such an abrupt character, but so be it. That's Sean Arrieta, of course, playing in the Gaiety, the live CD. It's like three CD sets. Wonderful album. I recommend it. They're probably very expensive at this point because he hasn't been around for a while. But the name of the long tune there was The Loon in the Meadow. And before that, we heard from Sharon Shannon with The Miracle Reel. And we started off today's set with Wyvern Lingo, is a Dublin band, with Enough to Know You. So there you are.
That was a good start. I like that song at first.
It was a nice song.
It was. It really was. It kind of made me feel good.
She's got a nice voice, and very approachable. Their music is very present.
Yeah.
So what do you got lined up for us, Farm?
Oh, we're going to start the second set off with the Saw Doctors.
Oh, excellent.
When the troubles of the whole wide world come knocking on your door, and there's problems of a different kind that you never had before, when you've played against the gale force wind and it changes at halftime, and you find your strength deserting you and an emptiness inside. When there's people that will harm you, though you've done to them no wrong, it's time to sing, it's time to sing, sing a powerful song. Can be mined, dug up and sold. When the factories are all closing, like they are in our hometown, and your friends are looking out for work that's nowhere to be found. When the spirits they need are rising, to be happy, proud and strong, it's time to sing a powerful song. We'll be right back.
this one. Sing me an old Irish song. Bring back the dreams that have gone. Sing me a love once so strong. Bring me the days when we were young and true, and I loved you. And that old Irish song's calling me back to my home, where once again we'll sing along to an old Irish song. I see the mountains, the valleys, the green fields below me. I walk the highways, the byways, the old people show me. I hear the songbirds remember the soft words we spoke after dark in the glen. I hear you calling me, your songs recalling me back to those days again. Sing me an old Irish song. Bring back the dreams that have gone. Sing me a love once so strong. Bring me the days when we were young and true, and I loved you. And that old Irish song's calling me back to my home, where once again we'll sing along to an old Irish song. I remember the old days, how I loved the old ways of living. There was more caring, more sharing, more loving and giving. How times have changed, life's been all disarranged since summers we laughed in the rain. But I hear you calling me, your songs recalling me back to those days. Let's hear you sing. Sing me an old Irish song. Bring back the dreams that have gone. Sing me a love once so strong. Bring me the days when we were young and true, and I loved you. And that old Irish song's calling me back to my home, where once again we'll sing along to an old Irish song. Sing me an old Irish song. Bring back the dreams that have gone. Sing me a love once so strong. Bring me the days when we were young and true, and I loved you. And that old Irish song's calling me back to my home, where once again we'll sing along to an old Irish song. Sing me an old Irish song, an old Irish song.
Thank you. Welcome back to the Sunday Sounds of Ireland. Daniel O'Donnell there with, you guessed it, an old Irish song.
That brings back memories, huh?
Yes, it does. Yes, it does. And before that, you heard the renowned Donegal flautist Michael McGoldrick with his Donegal Blues Walk. There you
that
go.
That was a pretty good song. I like that.
Once in a while,
you got to get into that jazzy blues kind
yes,
of thing, you know.
Yes. And you notice it had a very Irish introduction.
Yeah. So absolutely.
And so, what did you start us off with, Farmer?
I started us off with the Saw Doctors in this set, And it was Sing a Powerful Song, and that was off their album, The Best Of.
The Best Of, yes.
Yeah, pretty much.
So I'm reminding everyone, like I will do every week on Infinitum, about the Irish Club's annual St. Patrick's Day celebration, which will take place on Saturday, March 15th, at the Elks Club on Union Street in Pittsfield. Doors will open at 5:30. The annual St. Patrick's Day celebration will include corned beef, hors d'oeuvres, salads, and dessert. And the cost for it for members is $20, which I think is pretty reasonable. Excellent. We haven't gone up on the price in years. But most importantly, we're honoring the Berkshire County Irish American of the Year, Kevin Sherman.
Nice. Yep, we got him. He's an ex-city councilman, if I'm not mistaken.
Yes.
And you don't forget to tell them about no tickets at the
door. That's right.
Door.
No tickets at the door. You'll be given a ticket for the raffle purposes.
Yes.
But I want. I prefer, actually, if all tickets were purchased ahead of time. This is usually a sellout event, so I encourage people to call me and make their reservations at 413-770-7512. That's the annual St. Patrick's Day celebration on Saturday, March 15th. Give me a call at 413-770-7512. And you got something for us, Farmer?
Yeah, we're going to start off the second half of this show with the Cranberries.
to Galway. One pleasant evening in the month of May, I spied a damsel. She was young and handsome. She nearly stole my heart away. She wore no jewels, no costly diamonds, no paint, no powder, no none at all. She wore a bonnet with a ribbon on it, and around her shoulder was a Galway shawl. We kept on walking, we kept on talking, till our father's cottage, it came into view. Said she, "Come in, sir, and meet me, father, and play to please him, the fog of you." I played the blackbird, the stack of barley, brought his glory, and the fog of you. She sang each note like an Irish linnet, and tears stood in her eyes so blue. Was early, early, all in the morning, I hit the road for old Donegal. She said goodbye, sir, and cried and kissed me, but my heart remained with the Galway shawl. She wore no jewels, no costly diamonds, no paint, no powder, no none at all. She wore a ribbon on it, and around his shoulder was a Galway shawl, and around his shoulder was a Galway shawl.
I believe that I'm part of something bigger. So naive, but I guess I've got it figured. Through these little eyes I see the world, every woman and man, every boy and girl, every little part in aid of something bigger. it for is the one thing you like. You say, how am I ever gonna get back? So I believe that I'm part of something bigger. So naive, but I guess I've got it figured. I'm a little sad most every day till you call my name or make me stay. That's when I believe that I'm part of something bigger. I guess I've got it figured. So naive, oh, so naive. I'm so naive, but I guess I've got it figured. Yes, I got it figured out.
That was the Villagers' Farmer from their album Daily Arithmetic, with I Sense Something Bigger. And before that, we heard the very familiar and very classic Waltz Galway Shawl. It comes from a CD I have called Old Ireland, and the performers are not mentioned by name. So,
hey, there's one that we got away with.
Yes, we did. Didn't have to write it down. And yeah. You started us off, Farmer?
I did. I started us off with the Cranberries, and the song was Ode to My Family, and that came off the Dreams collection.
Oh. Well, today in Irish history,
January 26th. One of my favorite parts of the
show. On January 26th, 1942, the first American troops officially entered the European Theater of Operations for the Second World War, landing at Dufferin Quay in Belfast. The man credited with being the first American GI to land on European soil was Private First Class Milburn Henke of Minnesota. This, however, was a publicity stunt, as by the time Henke was presented to the cameras, approximately 500 men had already disembarked from the His Majesty transport ship Strathard, a passenger liner that had been converted into a troop ship. The Irish state would remain neutral throughout the Second World War, a decision that remains controversial. Eamon de Valera was Taoiseach and wasted no time in expressing his displeasure at not being consulted on the decision to land troops on the island of Ireland. The Constitution of Ireland, effective in December 1937, stated in Article 2 that the national territory consists of the whole island of Ireland, a claim that outrages Unionists north of the border. De Valera sent a statement to Washington, quote, "The people of Ireland have no feeling of hostility towards and no desire to be brought in any way into conflict with the United States. But it is our duty to make it clearly understood that no matter what troops occupy the six counties, the Irish people's claim for the union of the whole of the national territory and for supreme jurisdiction over it will remain unabated," unquote. The reply, authorized by Roosevelt, made it clear that the American government did not regard Northern Ireland as Irish territory. The decision to dispatch troops to the British Isles was reached in close consultation with the British government as part of our strategic plan to defeat the Axis aggressors. There was not and is not now the slightest thought or intention of invading Irish territory or of threatening Irish security. And that controversy still remains.
Yes.
What have you got lined up for us, Farmer?
The Rum Jacks for us.
Okay.
To start this final set off, I guess.
More or less. And this is Kevin Kale and Farmer Hughes saying goodbye for another week after you just listened to the Rumjacks and the Pogues.
Yes, you did.
And now you're listening to the Kilfenora Cayley Band. I want to remind you about our Irish-American St. Patrick's Day event, March 15th, 413-770-7512.
And I wish everybody has a great week. Stay warm. And we'll see you again next week. Stay tuned into us. Be good. Be kind and keep your Irish eyes a-smiling.
Grim Ugget Augustahee Shahugan.